Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm joined tonight by Mary Hernandez. Hi, Mary.
Hi, DC. It's so great to be back.
It really is. We've truly missed
you.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I've missed you guys.
Great.
Oh, we've missed much
you.
Better. After that much needed rest.
Yes. Well, you know what? Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath and a Reiki healer, and I connect with spirit via a variety of cards, and I bring forth messages from spirit and pass on loved ones. You can contact me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via Instagram for a personal reading. And that's about myself. And I wanted to also introduce Liz, who's not here this week. She'll be back next week. Liz's sister is an intuitive card reader, a meditation coach, a Reiki healer, a card deck creator, and an ordained minister, among many other things, metaphysical and spiritual. Liz connects with spirit intuitively, as well as cards to deliver messages from spirit. You can find Liz on Facebook or Instagram at LizT11Love. And also, don't forget to check out her weekly live stream, Crystal Singing Bowl, every Tuesday at, I believe it's 7 p.m., And how about you, DC? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Mary. Hi, everyone. This is DC. Thank you. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, a seer, a dream interpreter, a divine healer, as well as being an ordained minister, among other things. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, the ascended masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. And with Joan on board, things never get boring. Well, with that being said, we don't have Liz this evening to start off the show with one of her beautiful crystal balls, but Mary, we have you, and you are, bringing us together with a beautiful angel card.
Yes, and I have pulled from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck by Kyle Gray, and the card that came out, which is so appropriate, it's Guardian Angel, and it says, you are not alone. So we all know our guardian angels never leave us. And the message is, watch for signs and reminders from your angels and loved ones that they are close by. Remember, they are working hard to guide you. So anytime we see a penny, a feather, a bird, or, there's so many signs that they give us. I mean, when you look into the sky, there's so many messages in the clouds as well. I've been getting a lot of those. So I just wanted to put it out there as well. And then I just want to read a little bit about the card. It says, the guardian angel card shows the white feather that has become known as the guardian angel's business card. Whenever a white feather appears in your life and or this card appears in a reading, it's a message to say your guardian angel and ancestor guides are particularly close at this time and are there to support you with their love. If you have asked for help with a particular situation, know that there is divine intervention in the works. And everyone has a guardian angel who has been with them in all their past lifetimes and will be there in all lifetimes to come. So know that you are never alone and never will be alone. This card is a huge reminder that there is always help and support available to you. Your guardian angel is with you now and is here to aid you in all of your endeavors. In order to fully receive their support, first ask for it, then surrender to the process. Know that whatever unfolds will be for your highest good. So we must ask them for assistance. And with these times now with the Lionsgate portal, I just wanted to say that, like our guardian angels are there to to help us transmute these energies coming in, you know, like negativity and whatever, you know, we can ask them to help us with anything and everything. So they are there.
Wow.
So just
Mary,
know you're not alone.
That card is absolutely amazing because I have a channeled
yes.
message for everyone, and it's
really?
From everyone's angelic team, yes, and here's their message.
Oh,
angels
God.
Are messengers of God. Their energy is comprised of 100% love, and they vibrate at a very high frequency. Our messengers and guides have been with us from the time that we were born, and they're here to assist us on our journey throughout this life. And, you know, sometimes we are a little stressed or, you know, maybe preoccupied or something, and, you know, at times it could be very difficult to hear our angels and our guides. But, you know, if you just calm down and breathe, you may be able to also sense their presence. And as Mary said, we all have like guardian angels, and they remain with us along with angels from the higher realms. And the angels from the higher realms are known as archangels, and the archangels are very strong and very powerful, and they too are available to help whenever we need them. And they, you know, love to communicate with us as well. But your angels are ready to help you in every aspect of your life, whether you're worrying about money, career, maybe there's, you know, something with your job, your love life, health, any issue at all. Divine help is always available anytime, anywhere. And angels can assist us with anything, no matter how big or how small. Because time is only a limitation where we are here, the angels do not have time, so they have all the time in the world to help us. Sometimes angels also appear in human form, if they wish, so that we can see them, but they are always pure love and pure light. However, you know, they usually do communicate with us indirectly through ideas and thoughts, or sometimes they give us a little nudge to keep us on our path. The important thing to remember is that angels cannot help us unless we're in dire, you know, need of help, unless we call upon them for their assistance. So again, only when your lives are in danger, you know, then they have the permission to step in and help us. But once you ask them to come in and help you, you have to stop worrying, and you have to have faith that the angels are helping you. And please don't tell them how to help you, just have faith. And for me personally, since I've connected with the angels, I have been so happy because I've been able to channel them too. And I have a little message from one of my favorite angels, Archangel Michael. Good evening, beloved ones. It is I, Archangel Michael, who presents himself today to you. I am here to speak to you about the angels and how we are able to help you. Please know that we are always available. And you always have angelic guidance. All you have to do is ask. Please call upon us in your daily life. You do not fully understand how we can help you. We, the angels, we wait around for you to ask for our assistance. You must give the angels permission to intercede for you. Please tell us what your concerns are and ask us for help throughout your day. We are here to keep you safe. Please give us permission to intercede on your behalf. Do not wait until you are in trouble to call upon us. We can see what is in your future and what has happened in your past, and we can intercede before something does happen. We work with you individually and also in teams. Beloveds, please know that you can rely upon your team of angels for divine guidance. So please, start today and ask your angels for assistance, and know that we are and capable to help you. And then please accept the assistance offer. We are here to help whether you need comfort from pain, healing from illness, or helping you in making life choices. Please know that you are dearly loved, beloveds. We, the angels, we want to make your journey here one that is filled with love and light. Please call upon us whenever you need assistance. You can never call too often. And we welcome you with open arms, and we ask that you be open to seeing the signs that we send you. We go to great lengths to communicate. Sometimes you may pick up a scent It could be a scent of roses or loved ones. Maybe it's a perfume that one of your loved ones wore. When you smell a familiar scent, it is often a sign from one of your loved ones that has crossed over. When you smell that familiar perfume or cologne, you know that that loved one is near. Or you may find a feather, as Mary mentioned earlier, on the ground, or even hear beautiful music and not know where it's coming from. We often connect as well during your dream state, and we bring you messages that you will remember upon awakening. Also, look for synchronicities. We will respond to you through coincidences, too. An excellent way to connect with us is when you're out in nature, because it helps you to be more open to spirit. Even if it is hard to get outdoors, especially in the winter, it is important to try to connect with nature. We send you signs, as Mary said again, through the clouds, which may take the shape of angels. And Mary, they're saying they love your beautiful pictures of the sky as well. And another common sign is coins. Do you often find coins upon your path? Are you paying attention to your guidance? This is a sign that we use to let you know that you're loved, that you are loved, you're supported, and you're guided. Do you look up in the sky and see the beautiful sparks of light and flashes of color? This, too, is another sign. Have you seen a star that catches your eye, or maybe a light streaming from above that commands your attention? A very common sign, as well as a rainbow, a beautiful way of bringing you validation from the divine. Do you notice temperature changes? Do you feel the air around you suddenly become warmer or colder? You also feel maybe a little chill, or experience a tingling or a very slight touch, maybe on your arm or your hand. This too is a sign that your angels are close by. There are so many other signs. These are just a few. But the key is, please be aware and look for the sign that the angels are sending. With a little practice, you can tune into our guidance, and you can act upon those signs. I hope this has brought you a little more understanding of angels and how we can help you in your daily life. Beloveds, you are so loved. Eternal protection and blessings are yours now and forever. Goodbye for now. I am Archangel Michael. So that was one of my channeled messages, Mary.
Wow, that was beautiful. And I love Archangel Michael.
One of the first angels that people connect with. And for me personally, I connected with him in 2008, and he appeared in my living room.
Wow.
And then a few seconds later, not far behind, was Archangel Raphael. And their heads almost touched the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So that's how they appeared to me. Well, you know what? It looks like we have quite a few callers, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do, and I'm so excited. My first week back. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls.
Okay, I'm feeling it. Feels wonderful.
Okay. Area code 919, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My first name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. I want to start really quickly by saying I spoke with you guys about a month ago, and DC, you were very helpful. I was looking for a place, relationship ended, was getting ready to try to find a rental home, and I found one. You said that you wasn't sure about that one, but I was going to find another one, and something was going wrong with one or two of those, but you said I would find the third one, and it was a little bit more, but don't be afraid because it would work out. Well, that did come to pass. The first house had an infestation, couldn't move into that. The second one I wasn't really sure about, or the third one, I'm scheduled to move in September the 2nd. So thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm trusting and believing everything is going to work out with that.
You have put in a lot of time into like researching everything, and the angels are saying, Sandra, they're so proud of you, and you're going to see a return on your investment of all the time and energy. And they're so happy that you and feel so much more secure. The anxiety has just gone away. And they're saying, beloved, know that many more good things coming your way. Please do not worry
a
moment longer. Issues that you've had are resolving.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm also hearing the word epiphany, you know? So
yeah.
This is your time, Sandra, and I'm getting, you know, things are going to come about, and they're going to come about in your divine timing. So this is, you know,
ooh.
Mary mentioned like the Lionsgate energy. Well, this is like a super magical time for you as well. And my dog Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, there's going to be a lot of surprises too along the way. So just, you know, make sure you maintain that attitude of gratitude and keep saying thank you, because I feel like there's going to be so many special blessings coming for you, you know, and just cherish this time. This is an amazing chapter of your life. I'm so excited.
That's wonderful, because my question was regarding a career change, and I just today I just got a follow-up. Well, a friend of mine referred me to a position, and I'm just ready to for this new step. So I was wondering, do you see something happening with that? But just to hear what you're saying, I know that whatever comes along is going
yes.
to be beautiful.
Ginger's saying, girlfriend,
perfect.
Yes, this is magical. This is mystical. And, again, she's saying surprises, surprises, surprises.
Yes.
Okay. Have
okay.
you been having a lot of, like, dreams? Because I feel like you're getting, like,
yes.
a lot of information while you're sleeping.
Yes, I do a lot of meditation. I do guided hypnosis before I go to sleep. So I try
okay.
to, you know, do a meditation to release negativity, opening up my chakra
okay.
before I go to sleep, and I find myself dreaming.
Yes.
Vivid.
And make sure you always, you know, you listen to your intuition, you follow your heart. I'm getting, wow, this is like such an exciting time. I can't wait to hear about all the good stuff.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure I called and gave that follow-up
that.
From
yeah.
a month ago. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Gosh. Well, you know, Ginger is saying, girlfriend, own your power. This is your life, and she's asking, you know, to own that power. Okay? And I believe that, you know, you are powerful, very, very powerful at this time. So it's going to be beautiful.
Wonderful. I receive it.
And
thank
I'm getting,
you
know,
so
like,
much.
It's really important to have the feeling of joy. Hold on to hope, but have that feeling of joy, because the joy is really going to bring in that energy.
Mm.
You know
yes.
what?
Yes, understood.
Think about only what you're wanting, not what you're not wanting, because the universe is helping you to go forward. So, like I said, it's all about blessings. It's all about magic. I'm also getting, when Ginger shows me like wheels on a person's feet, there's a lot of movement around you. I am getting, you know, that you wanted to, you know, in regard to this job, but are you thinking about traveling at all?
I want to. I really do. My birthday
okay,
is in December, and I want to go somewhere for my birthday. Yeah.
Okay. Are you thinking about someplace spiritual? That has some spiritual significance,
yes.
maybe?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, because that's
yes.
what, you know, Ginger's showing me, and she's saying, wow, she's saying, you're not going to believe, you know, I just feel your heart pounding. It's so amazing. Wow.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
I was fearful
well, that's what
it's
I
not
have...
going to happen, but okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to turn you over to Mary, so just hold on there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
okay.
Sandra.
Wow, Sandra, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, it really was.
So I pulled two cards for you, one from Postcards from Spirit, and then I was guided to get one from the Angel Answers on your other question about work. So I'll let you know what the postcard from Spirit was, is since it says, dearest you, since you're on Earth, you understand how buildings are built. Yes. A good solid foundation and yet flexibility too in case of earthquakes. Truth be told, you can't offer sustainable unless it is built from a solid base, whether it be an idea that takes form of one step at a time or an actual house that needs a sturdy foundation dug, poured, and built. We want to remind you of this because you might need a little encouragement to see this is true in your life at this time. Wow, I'm so chilled.
Yes.
Celebrate. Yeah. Celebrate the fact that right now you can repair the cracks in the foundation of your life effortlessly, as well as do a general sight check to ensure your hard work is being well supported. Do this and know you are building your life on a perfect and sound foundation that will allow you to welcome the many miracles waiting to come to visit.
Wow.
We're so happy for you and so intrigued by what you're building. Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful.
Wow.
And I am so chilled. And then the back of the card, I can't read what it says, but it's a beautiful, it says hidden treasures. And there's these two angels safeguarding like a garden of some sort, a beautiful garden.
Mm.
So
wow.
You're opening up to something big. And I have to tell you, Sandra, that as soon as you came in and I started like tapping into your energy, I felt like my third eye activated, like big. Like, so I don't know if your third eye is opening, because that's what
yes.
I've been feeling ever since you came
yes.
on. So, okay,
yes.
good. So I thought, the other card I got for you, which resonates with what DC mentioned as well, is let go. So on the part of the work aspect, I kept hearing let go of the way it should unfold, like the expectations of how things should unfold, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll read a little bit about the book, at the book meaning. It says, a key aspect to manifesting your desires is to ask for what you want and then release it to heaven. If you've drawn this card, you may be holding on too tightly to the way your dreams will unfold. Make a wish now and then leave the rest to your angels. And I'm so chilled.
Wow.
We were just talking about our angels, right? How much they help us.
Yes.
And, you know, this is a time to manifest, you know, and to heal. The Lionsgate portal is like big. You know, we still have a few days. I think it goes on. No, I think it's tomorrow, the 12th. DC, you could correct me if you know if it's longer, but I thought it was until tomorrow. But this is a beautiful reading, Sandra. I hope you
yes,
give us a call back
you.
And let us know, yes, you got this job, and for your birthday when you go away, let us know how your trip went.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This is
you're
really
welcome.
Been a blessing. Blessings to you both. Can I still listen
you're
in?
Welcome. Yes, of course. I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Thank
okay,
you for
thanks.
Calling. Okay.
Thank you.
Wow, what a beautiful first caller.
It was. I mean, it was truly, truly beautiful. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Totally beautiful. The portal itself, I believe, isn't it open through the 12th? It's
yeah,
like
so it's tomorrow, the last day. Okay, so I think
yeah.
it opens up on July 26th. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking July 26th to
it
the 12th.
Opens, between the 28th and the 12th, but the 8th was supposedly considered the activation day.
Yes.
I mean, that energy is there, and, you know, it's just like Ginger saying, come on, everything's open, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
Mary, you've been really in tune with it, which is absolutely amazing. And
yeah.
I know for myself and, you know, a lot of people, like everything feels amplified, you know, like
yes.
really, really
definitely.
Amplified, which is, yeah. Yeah, really, really
yeah,
beautiful.
It's been, eight was really full of energy, definitely. Lots of downloads.
Yeah, totally beautiful.
So are you ready to take our next caller?
Yes, I truly am, yep.
Okay, awesome. Area code 404, can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Do you see new employment coming up for me?
Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay. The first thing that I was seeing, Brittany, I'm seeing this door opening, okay? And
okay.
The door that's opening is you're walking through this door and you're walking down this beautiful pathway and you're just smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I mean, you're walking and it's just like absolutely beautiful down this path. So I see a lot of sunshine. I see a lot of happiness that they're showing me. Okay, now let me see. Okay. And I'm asking Ginger, you know, Ginger, do you see, you know, any kind of new position or anything for Brittany? And she's saying, yeah, Mom. She's saying it's a better position, Brittany. Okay.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, it's sort of something that, you know, that has been waiting for you. And she's saying it's just the right position, just the right pay. Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, she's just saying, you know, she sits on a swing, and when she sits on a swing, that tells me that everything is on the upswing for you, hon.
Okay. Really
wonderful. The energy may get a little bit more intense. And, you know, as Mary stated about the Lionsgate energy, I don't know if you felt that, but I do feel, you know, the energy for you getting stronger. You may even feel a little bit overwhelmed, okay? So just, you know, try to take time to just go within and meditate and relax, okay?
Okay.
Because I do feel like
and
it's a...
Do you know when this could possibly occur and what kind of position this would be, if you have any...
Yeah, well, I saw a door opening during the month of August. That's the first thing that I saw, was the door opening. Okay, and what I'm getting is please don't be afraid to sort of like really, you know, sing your own praises, because that's going to help you, okay? I do see that there's a woman, and it looks like she has lighter hair, okay? So if she's the one that is making the hiring decisions, just be really calm and come across as very, very confident, okay? Because you are able to have this position, but you've got to be cool about it and, you know, just know that, hey, you say to yourself, this is my position, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just be, you know, be patient and know that, you know, good, like you said, I get drained, like with work, good is coming. Let me see what they're also showing me. But the lady with the, like, the lighter hair, she may be, like, a little bit, I'm getting, sort of like seeing you, like, almost like looking and taking a step back, but don't let her get to you, okay?
Okay.
And just expect good, okay, is what I'm getting. Okay,
okay.
And... the position that is right for you is coming, okay? So if in fact you end up applying for more than one of them is yours, okay?
Okay.
And again, the angels are saying, know that you deserve this position, okay? And your work is appreciated. Try to just stay, like, really upbeat and really cheerful is what they're showing me, okay? And it's sort of going to help you to stand out from other applicants, okay?
Okay.
They're not giving, like I said, I just saw the door opening in the month of August, okay?
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just a really good time for you. So make sure that you, like I said, you make good use of this energy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me just see if they have anything else for you, Brittany. Okay. I'm sort of getting, like, Ginger showing me you're holding on a little bit too tight. Just let go and let God surrender the whole situation, okay? Because when you can relax and know that, you know, what is yours is coming, you're going to be able to attract it a little bit more easily. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay,
so
just let
good.
Go and, you know, let God and invite those angels in, okay? When you go for the job interview, invite the angels in. And that's what, you know, they're saying. We'll be there to help you, Brittany, okay?
Okay, because I definitely prayed today. with
okay.
the position I have now. It's a little stressful. You see me leaving this soon? Is this the new one right after this?
Okay. Okay, like I said, they showed me, like I said, that some kind of new door is opening in August. And I'm getting, you know, August is going to be a time for fresh new beginnings for you. This is a new start, Brittany. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to guide you, you know, invite those angels in and ask for their guidance, and they're going to help you to be on the right path. And they're saying, please, you know, also, you know, follow your own intuition, okay? And I'm getting,
okay.
You know, possibly you'll be doing something new, something different, something really exciting, okay?
Yes, that's so exciting.
Hey, I have to ask, do you get outside and connect with Mother Earth, hon?
Actually, this was my first time today. I went outside. I took a walk, but I had the urge to go to the park, but it started raining. So
okay, well, try to get out there, and the best thing to do to connect with Mother Earth is walk,
mm-hmm.
you know, in grass, but safe, but put your feet, you know, on the ground in Mother Earth, and that's going to help you to stay grounded and connect with Mother Earth, okay?
Okay. Do you see
and
me
just
doing anything with...
there while you're outside, because it helps to raise your vibration as well.
Okay. And do you see anything with, like, YouTube videos or anything like that with me?
Okay. Are you thinking about doing YouTube videos? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I'm a little nervous.
Okay. You know what? I wouldn't be nervous. I feel like this is something new for you, but it's going to be really exciting. And I feel like this is something that would really, really be helpful to you. Okay, Brittany, don't be afraid of it. That's what the angels are saying. And what are they showing me? You know, don't be afraid to have a little fun with this as well, okay?
Okay, okay.
Because I sort of feel like as we're connecting, spiritually, I feel like I said, that's why I said maybe get out like in Mother Earth and put your feet on the ground and everything. I sort of feel like you have a little bit of spiritual stagnation right now. Okay. And this is
okay.
going to help to raise your vibration and help you to get out of that, you know, feeling that you're stuck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
Thank
know, what?
You.
Don't be afraid to show yourself off. Keep moving forward. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
This is a little bit of a challenge, but you're up for this challenge. You can do this. And I feel it's going to be wonderful. Okay. So don't be afraid. And enjoy it, and, you know, it's really, you know, it's going to be fun to experience something a little bit different for yourself, you know,
I'm so
something
excited.
That's new for you, and I feel it's going to be really good, Brittany.
Okay, thank you, because I'm so excited for something new, and I know what you're saying is, like, accurate, because I think I spoke to you a while ago, a couple of years back, and I was starting a new position, and you told me it would be karmic, and I was only
okay.
there for 3 months, but it was one of the best learning experiences
okay.
I had, so I trust what you're saying.
Okay, great. I just feel like you said there's so much, you know, there's so many new paths that are opening to you, but you have got to really, you know, believe in yourself, let go of that self-doubt. Brittany, you're filled with so many different talents.
Yeah, and
you
that's the thing. That's the hardest part because I have so many of them. It's like I'm
Well, you know what you have to do? You have to do it your joy, hun. Just connect with your joy. And when you connect with your joy, you radiate that beautiful energy, okay?
Okay, I hope new paths with love too. Hopefully,
I you know what? I feel like you the paths that are open for you are in all different areas of your life. Okay, so
okay.
you're saying, girlfriend, if you're looking for love, romance, will, you know, it'll be there for you. That's going to be one of the paths that you're going to walk down. Okay, so just. Make sure that you get yourself ready for love. If you're looking for love, you got to get ready for love, okay?
Okay.
You've got to love yourself first, and
you know, you've got to do nice things for Brittany the way you would when you're in a relationship with someone else. You've got to do that mirror work when you get up in the morning, say, Brittany, I love you. I love you. Brittany, I love you. And really feel it and really mean it. And then I tell them, you know, you've got to make sure, have you made out a list of the, you know, the qualities that you want that special someone to have, Brittany?
I did a while ago.
Okay, well, I would check over your list and see if anything's changed. And I also, I tell people to put a line down the middle of the page and put on the other side of the, you know, the paper, the same paper, the deal breakers, the things that maybe didn't work in the past, maybe you've seen, you know, happen with other couples, and you don't want to go through that same scenario, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, make sure that, you know, you take care of yourself. Because, okay, you know, if love comes, you know, knocking at the door, you don't want to be in your bathrobe with a mud mask on, okay?
Sure, yes.
You know, and she's saying, and don't forget, you know, move a couple of those hangers, either put them in another closet or really, like, push them so that when that, you know, special someone comes along, you're making room in your heart, but you're making room in your closet as well, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, Mom, she's very intuitive. She's going to be able to choose that person that's right for her, and it's going to be wonderful, okay? The only thing I have to ask you, when I said that, Ginger's saying, you know what's right for you, but I feel like there's others around you that possibly they stick their nose into your business and they don't know exactly what you know. So I don't think there's others around you that maybe, you know, say things when you, you know, tell them about, you know, what you're looking for, okay, in regard to love. Mm-hmm. But Ginger's saying, like, woo-hoo, she's saying, girlfriend, start getting excited. This is the real deal coming your way, okay?
Okay, thank you. So that made me feel so good, the reassurance, because I feel it. I see it was a lot of changes, and definitely on a Lionsgate day.
Yeah, the Lionsgate energy. Well, she's saying, you know, this one is going to have your head spinning. Wow.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
She's saying enjoy.
Yeah,
But that being said, if you have any further questions, I'm going to turn you over to Mary, honey, okay?
Okay,
and Brittany, keep in touch with us and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Mary?
Hi, Brittany. Yes.
Hi,
Brittany. Wow, that was an amazing reading. But, I just have a confirmation of what DC and Ginger said. So the first card I pulled was from the Angel Answers deck, and I wasn't sure why it came out, but then when Ginger said something different was coming to you, then I understood why I got the choose a new direction card for you.
Okay.
And, and within this card, when you mentioned YouTube and I looked at the card, I got so excited because there's so many people, like, lined up. So I feel like so many people are going to be listening to you. And I'm just, like, so chilled right now. So it's just a confirmation of what I'm saying, that you're going to have a lot of followers and subscribers. It's going to be really, really good for you. And then with the timing, the bottom of the deck, which I always pick up for myself, was within the next few weeks. And that's what I got. So within the next few weeks, whatever, you know, with the new employment that you mentioned. But again, you know, choosing that new direction, which for me, I mean, I would think it would be the YouTube that you're thinking about. But again, you know, trust your intuition, what it is that it's asking you to do. You know, a lot of ways to ask questions, because I know you're intuitive, is going, you know, quiet in your mind and then just asking the angels to give you a yes or no answer, and you could actually ask them to either give you a heart extension for a yes, that's how I get mine, and a no is just like, you know, you feel nothing. So a yes is heart extension opening, like your chest wants to, like, take a deep breath. That's exactly how it feels for me. And then the no is just like there's no movement, like you're like literally just breathing, you know, regularly. And then another way I ask them is, do my pendulum and how else. I ask them to repeat a yes or no 3 times because, you know, sometimes we think we talk to ourselves. You know, so in the beginning, mm-hmm. when I first started doing this, I used to tell them, tell me 3 times the response. So they would say yes, 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 you know, or no, no, no. So that's how I got my yeses and nos in the beginning. And then, you know, I learned that you can ask with a heart expansion. You know, it's a yes, a no is just, you know, no movement. And then a little movement is just maybe, maybe not the right time, you know. So okay. I just wanted to put it out there for everyone listening as well as you, because as soon as I tapped into your energy, I felt like my third eye, just like Sandra, the previous caller, but my eyes, my actual eyes were like twitching left and right, which was, you know, I closed my eyes. I was like, whoa, so you must have lots of energy coming in. You know, so like DC said, just make sure to ground. You know, even on days that are rainy, you know, just listen to a meditation, a grounding meditation that you can listen to, you know, that will help as well. And or take an Epsom salt bath. That's good, too. You know, if you're able to take a Epsom salt bath, you know, that's really mm-hmm. good. That's grounding as well. So just to let you know, if you can't go outside, just do it that way. With your crystals.
Okay.
And, I hope this has helped you, Brittany, and you give us a call back.
It definitely has. It actually just made me feel really, really good because I was definitely had one of those days. So I thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And make sure you give us a call back. And don't forget to do your I am affirmations. You know, like, I am blessed, I'm grateful. Always be grateful every day that you wake up and say thank you. And, you know, and I am love, I am light, I am beautiful, I am abundant. You know, everything that you want in your life, just call it in. Ask the universe for it. And don't forget your angels. They're always there for you.
All right. Well,
Bill,
thank you.
You're so welcome, Brittany. Have a good night. And if you'd like, I place you on hold so you can continue listening.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good night as well.
You too.
That was beautiful, Mary.
Switchboard is not. Yeah, the switchboard is kind of acting up a little bit. That was
the energy.
Beautiful.
That's okay.
Wow.
We're going to go with this. We're okay.
Yes. So are we ready for the next caller?
Yes, yes. I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Area code 212, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello.
Area code 212.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Bryn.
This is Bryn in New York City.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yes, hi, Bryn.
Hi, DC.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Columbia. I'd like to know what spirit has to say to me tonight. Anything that's
okay.
Up.
Okay. I was just picking up, like, the way you asked the question, Bryn. Have you been going through some things that have, you know, been making you feel like, wow, like, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on. I feel like, you know, maybe there were some changes going on with you and you're just wondering about things, like, you know, what direction you're going in.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in a kind of pause button and the energy's been very challenging for me.
That pause button is shortly going to be, you know, turned off, okay? And
okay.
You're going to go forward, and I feel like it's going to be a beautiful new direction for you, something that is really needed. And I feel like, you know, you're really going to be on a path that you're going to be able to enjoy things maybe in the past and go, you know, as well as you may have liked. There might have been some doubt, as I said.
Sure.
I just feel like there's a lot of movement around you. Are you thinking about traveling?
That's not out of the question. I do feel at some point, like I've talked to in the past on the show, about moving out of the area to a new place. But, you know, you're talking traveling, so, yeah, it would be nice to travel. You know,
okay, because I do feel like there's a possibility, okay, of travel coming up for you.
Right.
So just hold on to that. But I'm getting that things are looking up for you, Bryn.
Okay.
Issues are resolving themselves. And, you know, the angels are saying just try to make sure that you're doing something right now to control the stress that you have, okay? Because there's
a little bit worry,
right? There's a little bit too much stress.
So maybe
meditate, ask your angels to come in and help you with that, and just focus on only what you're wanting. Please focus on the positive. And just, you know, get back to the basics where you're just making sure that you're getting enough sleep, a little bit of exercise, you're eating well.
And this is going
to really to help you to go forward. It's going to mean a lot, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, you know, it's sort of, Ginger saying, he sort of feels like he's in a rut, Mom, you know, but what I'm getting is, you know, you're not. You know, things are going to go well for you. And, you know, this is like the light at the end of the tunnel, Bryn. You're going to see things change, and they're going to change and go into a more positive direction for you. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. I'm ready to turn the light on for change.
Yeah, well, things are falling into place for you, and I'm getting there's new opportunities. I don't know if you're looking for another position, but I'm getting that may be one of the opportunities. Okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, Bryn, just get ready for those positive changes, you know, when they come your way. You know, you've got to get ready for them, okay?
Okay.
So it just, it feels like a very, very positive time for you. It really does.
Okay?
And the change that I'm getting could happen rather suddenly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, you know, Ginger's showing me, like, somebody's driving a car and they, you know, they slam on their brakes. But she's saying it's going to be a happy, fast change, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and you've had a rough time, and this is going to be, you know, a new chapter of your life where you're going to feel wonderful.
I'm ready.
Okay? So just, you know, breathe, believe in yourself, and know that, you know, you're worthy of all this, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
And you're just, you know, I don't know, there might be like something that you're connecting with that you didn't do for a while, you know, and it's just going to come right back to you, and it's just going to be, like I said, it's going to be wonderful, but I keep getting the word travel, Bryn.
So
travel, that's what the word that Ginger keeps giving me is travel, so I don't know why, but travel is really important. I do feel, you know, you're going to be traveling, okay? And she's saying there's going to be choices, Bryn. And she's saying just think about, you know, the choices carefully, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, when I have choices and stuff, I connect with my intuition and my gut. And, you know, just, you know, start, I don't know if you use it now. You could do it with very simple things to know that it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say, you know, should I eat a nice salad for lunch or how about a bowl of jelly beans? Well, when you say jelly beans, for me, my stomach gets like real picky and weird. You know, it doesn't feel good.
No, not for me either. I don't do well with sugar.
Thing. That's your intuition. So start like using it because I am getting there are choices coming up for you. And it's up to you to decide what choice that you're going to choose, okay? And I'm getting, you're going to be able to do it. It's going to, everything's going to come together easily. Okay? Just don't be afraid. Connect with that beautiful intuition. And the angels are saying you've been, you know, maybe thinking about something, asking for something. It's coming.
Okay,
so just breathe and, like I said, start making sure you get enough sleep. You take care of yourself, Bryn, okay?
Right.
And I'm getting the word balance. You've got to have
balance.
A little bit more balance in the physical world, okay?
Right.
And again, you know, balance and moderation so that you're in great shape when, you know, you're ready for these challenges to come your way, okay?
Sure. Do you see any relationship coming up in the near future?
Okay. I know we've asked that before about the relationships, and, you know, we have seen, you know, that you would be lucky in love. I remember that. Okay. Ginger just, she's playing a slot machine, and, you know, I saw one heart, then two hearts, and then three hearts. She said, of course, Bren. You know, you're going to hit the jackpot in regard to love, okay? So feel the excitement now, okay? She's saying you're going to be really, really lucky, and you're going to be blessed. But as we told, you know, the previous caller, you've got to make sure you have that list of the qualities you want that special someone to have, okay?
Sure, yeah, I made the list a few times already.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes, you know, we change, and sometimes, you know, the lists as well may change. So
look over
the list. Put the deal breakers, you know, and, you know, doing that mirror work, telling yourself, you know, Bren, I love you. I love you. Really feel it, and you've got to put in, you know, as much energy into love as you do the other areas of your life, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
So that, you know, that takes a little work as well, but you're moving in the right direction, even in the area of love, Bren. So I feel excited. I think it's going to be really wonderful.
Right.
So make sure, like I said, you know, all I feel like is going to take a lot of energy. So you really do have to, you know, just rest and take care of yourself.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
for love, you know, move a couple hangers in your closet and just, you know, get ready in your heart, but get ready in your physical space as well. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel good about that as well. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, I'm just shown Ginger's showing me, you know, this could lead to long-term romance.
Great.
Okay? So it sounds, you know, it sounds like really wonderful. Okay?
Thanks.
So that's what we have. I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you, Sadie. It's great talking with you again.
You as well, hon.
Yeah.
Hi, Bren.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay, so I just have to say that I was shuffling the Angel Answers deck, and the same cards that popped out for the previous caller popped out for you. So it's choose a new direction and within the next few weeks.
Okay.
And then, they told me to read from the book on the choose a new direction because I think there's things here you need to hear. The time has come to choose a new direction for your life. The circumstances that you find yourself living in may seem unfulfilling, or perhaps your heart is full of discontent. You know that there is something more out in the world for you, and you've been procrastinating following the guidance of your angels. Make a conscious choice to be the person you are meant to be. Create an action plan for yourself that leads you in the direction of your divine life purpose. Begin taking steps immediately toward a happier future. So in the previous caller, I wasn't asked to read the card, obviously.
Sure.
But for you, I did. And the reason why is I feel like they want you to focus on your life, your divine life purpose, basically.
Right.
You know we are all born here, come to this earth to we all have a life purpose. So, you know, they want you to follow that purpose. And then you're going to love this cards that came out. So I said, okay, it's the same cards, so I'm going to pull from the angels and ancestors since you asked, you know, for guidance. And the great teacher comes out, and that's Jesus with a dove in his hand. And they want me to read the card as well. And it's great teacher, learn from spiritual experiences. And the message is, know that what is happening around you is divinely inspired. Learn from your current experiences, then share them with others. And this card was inspired by Jesus, who is one of the most widely acknowledged and loved spiritual teachers of all time. But there is a great teacher in every tradition, and this card represents the one to whom you feel closest to, as well as the great teacher within you. The teacher wears simple clothes here to demonstrate that even if you live a simple life, it can be an incredibly spiritual one. He is surrounded by a sense of serenity and harmony because he has absolute trust in the higher power that moves through him. And the Dove on the card represents receiving answers to prayers through signs and experiencing peace through joy. Hmm. And then the extended message, which I need to read to you. This card can represent a teacher in your life or the great teacher within. Either way, it shows that you have dedicated a lot of time, effort, and energy to understanding yourself and the world. You are having spiritual experiences at this time and gaining a greater awareness of what you need to do in order to grow. There is a great chance that if you've been having any challenges recently, you've surmounted them and allowed them to be vehicles to lessons that are helping your spiritual connection. If you feel that you've received messages from heaven or the universe recently, this card is confirmation that those have indeed been holy experiences. Oof, I'm so chilled.
That's enough. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And you're welcome. And about your pause button, you know, I don't know if you've called the past few weeks. I haven't been here. You know, sometimes spirit wants us to take a much-needed break, and we just go. Like, I was going. And spirit just put a pause button on me, and I was off for 3 weeks. You know, I haven't done the show. I was off from work for a couple, you know, of days as well. So I just wanted to know, to let you know that a pause button sometimes is okay because we can quiet our mind and come back even stronger. So, and also for love, I got a big heart expansion, which was a yes, obviously. So, and maybe that was within the few weeks, the next few weeks. So, but just be positive. And like DC said, you know, the mirror work, the I am, you know, the I ams that we're always doing.
Yeah, the I am. Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, DC.
You're so welcome. Make sure you give us a call back and let us know
how
you're
doing.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. All right, take care.
Go out and ground, okay? It's very important in this, you know, Lionsgate portal to ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Thank you both.
Okay, you're welcome, Bren.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful. And what energy tonight. Wow.
Yeah, lots of energy. And it's crazy. I got the same cards for him as the previous caller. But I needed to
need that.
Yeah, that
happens. So there's some nights that...
Yeah, I love that.
Up, you know, continually. And, you know, the angels line up the people that have the same issues at times. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty
cool. Are you ready for the next caller? Because I know, wow, the switchboard is really lit.
Yes, we have to get ready. Ginger's saying, let's go, Mary.
Okay. Area code 850, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Great to hear from you.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I'm glad
that
you accept my call.
Well, we're glad you called in.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Do you have a question for us, Sheila?
Well, Mary, I have to ask her first. Are you drinking enough water, Sheila? Because, oh, my goodness, I feel like I swallowed a desert.
I am dry,
I'm fine.
Actually.
I'm drinking from a few minutes ago.
I don't think you're drinking enough, Ginger's saying. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
She's saying it's been rather hot. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Ginger, so what is going on, Sheila?
Well, I feel like I'm going to have to make some important decisions, and I was wondering, do you see me moving, you know, and career-wise? I'm thinking about going back to school, and it depends on if I'm moving this year or, you know, next year.
Okay. I'm going to give you the guidance, but, you know, did you have a feeling that you would like to move this year or you don't want to move this year?
I would love to move this year.
Okay. Because I do feel like as we're connecting right now, Sheila, something is holding you back from going forward. And
really?
Maybe moving. What is it that, is there fear connected with that?
Well, I just want to make the right decision.
Okay. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so, I mean, I'm getting, you know, that is up to you if you, you know, would like to move this year, because as we're connecting, we're still in the month of August, but I do see your finances seem to be getting a little bit better. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, you know, it is important to always save money for a rainy day, as we know, but it's also important to really reward yourself. Sheila, you work really hard, really, really hard. And, you know, every once in a while, make sure that you, you know, you buy yourself, even if it's a little something. Don't deny yourself something, okay? Because you truly have earned it. You work very, very hard, okay? And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, the sun is shining down on you in every area of your life. Things are going well. Opportunities are going to come your way. And she's saying, you know what, if you're looking for that new job, guess what? You're going to be able to find it, okay? And you're going to get good news, you know, really soon, okay?
She's
saying that you're going to get some good news really soon. Have you been
you
been looking and applying for any new jobs?
Oh, yes, a lot.
Okay, well, I feel like you're going to get, you know, news in regard to one of those positions, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, just be positive. Be the beautiful person that you are, and others will, they're going to really appreciate you for who you are, honey, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like, you know, this is going to be a wonderful time for you. This is your time, okay? Let's see. Okay. So I'm just getting... You know, make sure that, is there any jobs that had, like, any kind of fees or anything involved with the position? Because Ginger is saying, just watch out. You don't have to pay, you know, any kind of fee to get a job, Sheila. Be careful with that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. She's saying, girlfriend, just, you know, keep your eyes open. Do what you're doing, she's saying, because there's going to be something that comes your way that's going to be better than you could have even hoped for.
Oh, okay.
Angels are very proud of the work that you're doing, and, you know, all that you do is value. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to continue to go forward.
Okay.
Okay, so I do feel like, you know, you're going to, you know, find something that really is going to be satisfying, and you're going to enjoy, you know, going to. And she's also saying, girlfriend, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, because you are going to accomplish so much in a short period of time.
Oh, good.
Okay, so she's saying, you know, things are looking up. They really are. And that's what I'm getting as well. Okay, and she's saying, but you got to keep your eyes open, because that job may just come up, like, really, really fast all of a sudden, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, be open for it, okay. So in regard to, like, the work area of your life, it's going well, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have, you know, really good fulfillment in that area. So just follow your instincts.
Okay.
And now I'm going to turn you over to Mary. And Sheila, I have to say, I got a tickle in my throat. Don't be afraid to speak your truth, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. We really, you know, love connecting with you. Mary?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had to turn on my fairy lights in the apartment, because I like my fairy lights, especially doing readings. Okay, Sheila, so on your move, I got from the Angel Answers doc, it's up to you. So for me, that's trusting your intuition. Like Dee Dee said, you know, just ask and, you know, and ask and feel, you know, if you get a tightness in your chest or a heart expansion, for me is a yes. You know, so I didn't really tap into that. I just wanted to pull a card because I felt like it's really up to you on that one. And then I pulled from the postcards from Spirit for you, and two cards popped out. And the first one says, dearest you, sometimes it's wonderful to give, but there are times you might find yourself overgiving. now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. Let others give to you, even if you are more comfortable being generous and being the giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of living, we sometimes overlook an important skill, receiving gracefully and with gratitude without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability or bringing an agenda of equality to it. Receiving is hard for some people. Maybe you? You do not need a this for that in your exchange with others. You are doing good in this world. Let the world give back to you and support you. Then you can give up the old stories that have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. We all love you so very much. And it says in the back of the card, angel, and it says, be fearless. And I got chilled with that. To do, you know, you can't do everything alone, you know, with no help. And then the next message I got was, dearest you, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday, moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. What made you is pure joy. And every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside of you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so when the time comes, you will be fully free and your joyful being and actions will turn you into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here. And then the back of the card says, hope floats. Wow, those are beautiful, Sheila.
Wow, that's nice.
I do give a lot. For a minute. I'm like, hello, are you still there? That is so beautiful. Yes, and you have to let it come back. And I understand, Sheila, I was the same way. I was always like, give. And I was told by I'm sure it was probably DC, that, you know, I have to accept as well, you know, get back as well, you know, be okay with people giving me back, you know, without an exchange, because I felt like it was an exchange all the time. You know, I give you, you give me. No, sometimes it's good to receive.
Okay.
It's really good. Please give us a call back, Sheila, and let us know how everything goes, how you're feeling, and if you move.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, another great call.
Yes, wow. It's a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it is. Are we ready? I'm going to go for the next one.
Ooh, yes.
Area code 812. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Area code 812. Okay. We'll go to the
okay,
next
we'll
caller.
That. Mary, we'll try another number.
We'll come back. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
Area code 219. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Liz.
Hi, Liz. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. Last Tuesday, I went to fostering a dog to adoption, but I don't know if she's the right fit for me. There's a lot with her, and it's just kind of overwhelming, and I don't know if I made the right decision to foster, or at the end of the, when the fostering's up, hopefully I can find like a, what would be a pit bull rescue for her. because I don't know if I can give her what she needs. That's the thing.
Okay. I'll let DC.
Liz, hi, it's DC. I feel like there's a lot of difficulty between the two of you right now.
Yes.
And I just feel like, you know, with children, you know, with dogs, with people, I feel like there has to be boundaries. And I just feel like, you know, that is not happening at this moment with, with you establishing boundaries with this, with the dog, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's the dog's first name?
Her name at the shelter was Queen. And then my
that's a perfect name because I feel like Queen is trying to be the leader of the pack between you and she. I feel like she's trying to be the leader, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little hard, you know? I'm just getting, like you said, I do feel like there's a lot going on right now. There is difficulty and she's the one, you know, there's... You know, if you have, you know, a couple dogs or one dog and the person, there's going to be the one that's going to be the leader of the pack, and I feel she's the one that wants to be the leader, hon, okay?
Okay.
So have you had experience with dogs in the past?
Yes, we've had 5 dogs. Well, the last one I had, she passed away in 2020.
Okay. Do you... know of the dog's history?
I believe she was abused.
Okay, see, that's what I was feeling. She needs a little bit more TLC, hon.
Okay.
I would give her a little time, give her a little bit more TLC. Okay.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, at this time it's hard, but, you know, maybe if you give her that little bit of TLC, it really will be beneficial.
Okay.
Is what I'm being shown. Because I do feel like right now, there's no, she has to be able to establish trust, hon, okay?
Okay.
So that's going to take a little while. And that happens, you know, whether it's a dog or, you know, or a human, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To establish the trust that's needed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to have that beautiful relationship with you. She wants to be nurtured.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know why it's so difficult for me, though.
Well, I mean, it's a different situation. And like you said, this beautiful fur baby, you know, it needs a little extra, you know, love and needs to be really, you know, nurtured and shown that she's okay? So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, don't give up on her just yet, is what I'm being shown, okay?
Okay. I have a question. They said that she was a fearful dog because she's on medication. And I don't know if, because I'm going to reach out for somebody who can help me with that area of her being fearful, being having anxiety and stuff, training.
Well, that would be good because I think that'll be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, because right now she just doesn't even want to listen, right? Right, it tunes out, maybe. Like, I feel like she's tuning you out a little bit, you know?
Yes.
And she's saying, you know, I'm taking care of me. You've got to realize I'm taking care of me, you know?
Oh,
and she's
right.
Just, you know, she's got to disconnect with herself and everyone. So
mm-hmm.
She's got to, like you said, she's got to establish, you know, that connection where she feels your beautiful energy and she knows that she's okay.
Okay.
So it is hard. You know, it's going to take, like I said, a little while because she's been through, you know, a lot. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she feels almost like trapped, you know, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now, you know?
Mhm. Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, there is the opportunity for her to let go of all of this. I mean, she's
mm-hmm.
her head is filled with all of this fear, you know, and I feel like she was in a very unhealthy environment, and I don't feel like she was even, you know, fed properly, you know, and
right, I believe,
emotionally
yeah.
She's just, like, really overwhelmed at this time, hon, okay?
Okay.
So I mean, I do feel like she has the ability to get over this and to be just, like, happy and joyful again, you know, and to let go of all of this and just be that happy little fur baby that she's supposed to be, you know?
Okay. I mean, are we... I don't know if this is going to make sense. Was there a reason why I picked her, or she was friendly with us?
Yeah, there is always a reason, because you have the loving way that is really going to help her come out of her shell. Okay?
Okay.
And she needs someone that's going to really, understand her and take really good care of her. You know, and to really give her the nourishment she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, as I'm talking to you, I'm picking up your energy. You have a very beautiful, playful side to yourself. And you like to move around. You like to laugh, let loose and things. And that's what she is wanting to do again,
Okay.
So I would just have a little faith, invite the angels in, and allow them to help her to just get to know you and you to know her, and have that help, like a healthy balance for the both of you,
Okay.
But you're very connected. You're connected spiritually, and and you're going to pick up on things, and you're going to know what you're able to do for her, hon. Okay.
Okay.
I would give it a little time and, hang in there with her, I mean, it's hard because even with children, like when they go to those environments, it takes a little bit more time. But I'm getting, stay positive and let go and let God. And I feel like, you might end up saying, wow, we have a really amazing relationship,
That's
so
what
I'm going to turn you over to Mary and what the angels have to say, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Liz.
Hello.
Okay, so I told the angel answers deck, but before that, I kept hearing your dog say, I need love. I need love. Mm. And I was like, okay, who's talking to me? And then I pulled the card, and it says, wait. And then I'm so chilled because I know that was her coming through for me to tell you to wait. That all she needs is love. And then I have, I'm trying to communicate, be an animal communicator. And I bought this book by P. Horsley, Animal Communication Made Easy. And I just thought, you know what? I think she needs this. And I opened up the book, and it shows step 5, the open heart. So I'm going to read it to you because there's no coincidence, right? There's no coincidence that you picked this dog and she picked you. There never is. So it says, the heart has eyes which the brain knows nothing of. When we communicate with animals, we come from our heart with an intention of unconditional love. One of the reasons people struggle to connect with animals is because they have closed their heart and sometimes bolted and padlocked it as well. In some cases, this has happened in childhood, and in others more recently, spiritually. If your heart is closed or blocked, you may experience a lack of empathy or a feeling of disconnection. There can also be a deep insecurity and ever-present sense of fear, which, I mean, you could have fear with the dog, and she may sense that as well. All in all, it can be harder to communicate if you have that fear. When our heart is open, we naturally feel love and compassion for others and are open to receiving. Opening the heart is the start of a healing process and key to clear communication with animals. Oh, my gosh, this book, I'm going to post it on the Sacred Embers. I don't know if you're a member there, but I'm going to post it. That way perhaps you can take it. Well, I can tell you right now, it's called The Animal Communication Made Easy.
Okay.
And it's a book to strengthen your bond and deepen your connection with your animal. And it's by P-E-A Horsley, Horsley. But I was guided to open the book to that page, The Open Heart. I mean, it just opened to that page, so I needed to read it for you. And she says, wait.
Yeah. And what you were reading, it kind of described me about the fear. Yeah,
you
this
see?
Is, I don't
okay, because she feels
yeah.
that. She feels that. I mean, the dogs feel the fear, and we know that. I mean, you know, and
right.
you know, we have fear, and our hearts are lost or blocked. You know, it really doesn't help, you know, with the dog healing. But, you know, she wants
right.
you to wait. She definitely wants you to wait. And I'm so chilled, and I'm so happy. I hope you give her a chance. Because, I mean, I feel
okay.
like she's been through so much. And she needs
she
love.
I can feel
that's
that.
I kept hearing, I
yeah.
need love. I need love. I'm like, who is talking to me? And so when DC
okay.
came through and said that, you know, I was like, oh, okay, so it was the dog. So that's such a great confirmation. Please give us a call back, Liz, and let us know how she's doing and how, you know, get this book if you want, and, you know, it
okay.
might help you. Or I'm sure there's things online, too, how, you know, to handle and, you know, open that communication. But, yeah,
okay.
give her lots of love.
All right, I will.
Thank you, Liz, for
Thank
calling.
You. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay,
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll place you on hold now.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. So are we
oh, that
ready?
Was, yes, that was really, really beautiful.
That was. Oh, my gosh. And how synchronistic that as you were saying that, I kept hearing, I need love, I need love. I'm like, who needs love? I'm like, okay, it must be the puppy.
Yeah,
so
oh my.
So great that
yeah.
You mentioned that.
I heard her saying, you know what, I have a hard time, you know, trying to communicate with humans. It's scary, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
I mean, especially, you know, when they've been abused.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like dogs are just like humans, you know? They're
yeah.
the same, you know, we're the same. So they feel as much as we do.
Oh my goodness! Yes, they certainly do. I mean, and they're nothing but pure unconditional love, you know.
Yes, I know the love that they give us. Once they start trusting, I mean, the love that they give us is so beautiful. I have dogs here in my complex, and I have one specific dog that she's so beautiful. She's a Lapso-Apso, and so beautiful, and she just goes crazy every time she sees me. So we play, you know, and it's just so amazing. I'm just not
it
ready
is.
For a dog yet.
You'll know when it's, you know, and
it's just like having a baby.
Yeah, Liz is, I feel like with Liz, if she's still listening, I feel like if, you know, if she could start, you know, making like a certain time here and there to go for a walk with her, I feel like that's going to be helpful, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
going to start to relieve the stress between the two of them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
as you said,
sure.
you know, treat that beautiful animal as if she were like a little, she's a little, you know, furry angel. And just have that beautiful
yep.
conversation with her as you're walking. You know, tell her, you
mm-hmm.
know, things to affirm that, you know, you're going to take care of her. And
yeah.
her job is to be that beautiful little fur baby and not to worry about anything else. And I think over time it's really going to, you know, make a big difference.
Mhm. Yeah, I agree.
Oh goodness, what a beautiful reading.
Okay, so are we ready for a couple of more callers?
Yes, yes.
Okay, awesome. Area code 650. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Lola.
I'm sorry. What's your
Hello?
Name?
Hi, this is
yes.
Yola.
What's your name?
Lola.
Lola?
Yes.
Yola?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, yes. I'm sorry. The connection
okay.
is really bad.
We'll try to make it better. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, please. I wanted to ask for guidance. I really, intuitively, I feel like I need to move out of the house that I live in right now. It's kind of like my view is sucked in, and I have no idea where to go, but I know that I need to make this step. So I was hoping for guidance and if there's any state they recommend or even where I am that I can't seem to get out and see from the outside.
Okay, let's see what DC.
Okay, hi, this is DC. The first thing that I'm getting is you've got to realize that you do have that divine team with you, and they're going to help you, so you've got to let go of the fear, because I hear, like, in your head, I know what I should do, but I'm afraid I can't do it. So there's a fear about, you know, leaving and going forward, and the angels are saying now is your time. Do not be afraid. You know, take that leap of faith and go for it, and I'm getting, you know, things will work out well for you. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
What is the fear of leaving?
Well, currently I'm doing odd jobs. I don't have a clear set on what kind of career I should move into. So I'm going to use my savings. And where I am, it's expensive. So
okay. There
is that fear of picking up and choosing and going somewhere. And, you know, kind of, I want to be clear, like, in a way, like, okay, if I know, if I have the slightest idea, you know, where to go, I'll just pack up today, no problem. But that's okay. The fear I have is I'm just going to make a bad choice, and I can't trust myself right now.
Okay. Well, you know, you have your angels, and they're going to help guide you, okay? I just feel like, you know, it's almost like you're surrounded by this big fog, you know, and you can't see your way
mm-hmm.
out of this. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I say to you, you know, allow the angels to help you to get rid of the fear. Allow them to help you to go forward on your path, okay? And then you were mentioning, you know, work, and when you said that, my dog Ginger came in and she's saying, you've got to think about what it is that you would love to do, because when you do something that you would, you know, that you really love doing, that's when you're going to see, you know, the money comes in, and the money issues that you're experiencing presently, they just disappear, okay? And she's saying, I'm gonna give a spoiler alert. There's gonna be something, you know, coming for you in regard to a job, and it's sort of like right around the corner. So you've got to visualize what it is that you would love to do, you know, visualize it and see that job the way you want it to be and know that things are looking up for you, okay? So this
okay.
is a great time and, you know, things are going to get better. You've been, you know, a little bit confused. You know, the answers that you're looking for, they're not coming to you right now, but you've got to have a little bit more patience. And when you do, you're going to see that things change, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to think about, like you said, what it is that would bring you joy. Okay? Because when you
mm-hmm.
find that job that you really, you know, enjoy getting up for in the morning and going to, that's when you're going to say, wow, the money is coming in.
I think I've been doing this for a long time.
okay.
Going after my joy. Yes, gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Well, even if you start part-time, you know, if you could start part-time even, that would be one way, you know, that you gradually do it, because I feel like there's a fear. You have like a fear with change. Okay. And the angels are going to help you to do it gradually, because then it's not going to be as scary for you. Okay, and this is it's a great time for you, but you've got to focus on what it is that you would love to do. Okay, if you had the money and you had the time, what would it be that you would want to be doing? What brings you joy?
Okay.
Can you answer that, like, while you're, you know, here with us now? What is it that would bring you joy, hon?
I like to be in the space of my, you know, something that has to do with mind, body, spirit. So I took this step,
okay.
and I got a certificate in nutrition part of it.
Okay, that's
so I'm making this little steps So this housing thing was the next thing that I needed.
Okay.
Also, along with the career, yeah.
Well, the angels can help you. Just, you know, call upon them, and they'll help you, like, with, you know, like, moving into the career that you'd like and also moving from your physical space as well, okay? So you've got to believe that, you know, you're worthy of, you know, changing careers. You're worthy of, you know, going somewhere that you would love to be. And when we allow the angels to come in and help us, we're not alone, and we have the ability to go forward. If you call in your angels, hon, I feel like you're going to have a little bit more confidence, and you're going to naturally attract what it is that you truly deserve. Okay? Because I feel like when you're under pressure, like, it's almost like you sort of shut down. You can't make a decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with the, you know, with the nutritional certificate and everything, you enjoy being healthy. So that would be like one of the aspects of looking for a job that would really help you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to cook? Because I feel like that you eat really well, and you know, you do eat like nutritional food.
Yeah, I mean, I like talking about it. I like
helping people with nutrition, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, just tell the angels, like, all the things that really bring you joy, because I feel like now, like, when you're not enjoying yourself, truly enjoying yourself, you're sort of trapped. You feel trapped in, you know, in your physical existence. And there's a struggle going on to see how things can possibly even change. Okay?
Yeah,
but you have the power
my life
in you.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
You have the power within you
yeah.
to change your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So allow the angels to come in and help you. And, you know, from the spiritual aspect, you know, you have the power and you have the energy, you know, to make things happen. I'm getting you could use a little bit more relaxation. And, you know, a little bit more time to connect with your dreams, to connect with your desires. Okay, so try to stay a little bit more grounded. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, you've been through, you know, so many different things, and no matter what it is, you get through it, okay? So you've gone through different things, and, you know, you're going to be able to do that now, okay? You've been... The angels are saying, you know, you've been practicing for years, and you've got to realize now is your time, and you're the master of your life, okay? So now is your time to really go forward and think about what brings you joy and what kind of, you know, career opportunity that you would like. And the angels are going to help you to, you know, go forward and seek that and then find it, okay? I do see maybe, you know... Okay, go ahead.
In terms of like maybe sustainability, like maybe renewable energy, technology kind of stuff. I have an engineering background. I know they're two different careers.
But you know what, the angels
kind of have the same goal.
A job. The angels could help find a job and create a job for you that, you know, list as many things as you can, and that will help the angels to, you know, find that perfect job for you. Because I do see that there might be something coming your way. I see, you know, maybe signing a contract, and there might be a sign-on bonus. So I don't know, you know, what exactly that you're going to find right now. But I'm getting there's going to be a resolution to your money issues, hon, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
But please don't, you know, don't worry. I'm also seeing all these angels around you, and they're saying, you know, we're watching over you. You're safe. Okay? Do you like flowers? Because I'm smelling, like, different, like, floral fragrances.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I do smell, like, the flowers. And do you enjoy being outdoors?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, because I see you, you know, outdoors as well. And like I said, just think about all the things that you like to do. And,
you know, the angels can help you incorporate that and to find you that specific position that's really going to bring you the joy you deserve, okay? So don't be afraid. You, like I said, you have a divine team with you. And this is, they're saying this is your time. You know, this is your time to go forward and to really, you know, to be the person, you know, that you came here to be. You have all these amazing abilities. You have all these amazing talents. And this is your time. And there's no better time than now to really go forward and be happy in all areas of your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna turn you over to Mary, and I thank you so much for calling in. God bless, hon.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Hi. Wow, the two cards. Okay, I have to say, since you were asking for guidance, I actually asked, got the Ask Your Guides Oracle deck, and so many cards fell down on the floor, and then two fell on top of the book. So I was like, okay, should I put them all back? So, no, I picked the ones next to the book because they wanted me to give them to you, and you're not going to believe this. The first card was Rest, the Holy Spirit, and Grace, Holy Spirit. So I am getting that with rest, you will receive grace. And I'm totally chilled because that's exactly how they want me to read it. And they want me to read from the book from for both cards because I think they both would resonate with you, with your situation. So the first card is Rest, Holy Spirit. And it says, our culturally perverse notion that doing is the correct use of time and that doing nothing is a complete waste of time has indeed made us a sick society. Your overwhelming desire to back off from this whirlwind of activity and take a break, even throw in the towel altogether, isn't crazy or unrealistic. It's a direct summons from the Holy Spirit to withdraw your attention from the outer world and reconnect with your soul. Your life is not to be frittered away in meaningless and unexamined activity. You came in here with a purpose and specific soul intentions that are being neglected. They're now knocking at the door of your attention, reminding you that you have commitments to keep. If you don't heed this call and begin to self-examine, you may even enter a dark night of the soul, a time where nothing feels meaningful in your life. Listen to the Holy Spirit and open your heart to its direction. Take lots of time to be alone and get in touch with your soul. Write in your journal, seek counseling, and pray. Allow yourself to be in direct contact with the guiding wisdom of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Withdrawing from the world, whether through contemplation, meditation, or even a sabbatical, is the most powerful way to use your time right now. The Holy Spirit is guiding you in your quiet moments. Its message is, make time for yourself. So rest. I get that as rest and meditation is very important, especially during these times. And then
the
next card.
Are you using Sonia Shoket's deck you're using?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I love her deck.
I got it now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
And then the next card is number 39, just in case you have that deck. And it's Grace, Holy Spirit, and it's a yellow card. The Holy Spirit is filling your life with grace and ease. You're aligning with your purpose, and your discipline and focus are paying off. Everything you touch seems to transform into prosperity and beauty. This is more luck. It's a reflection. It's more than luck, I'm sorry. It's a reflection of the Holy Spirit flowing through you. The more you surrender to this divine energy, the more you'll be gifted with synchronicity and flow. Trust your immediate impulses and act on them without hesitation. The Holy Spirit is helping you make the right choices at the right time. Your greatest challenge is to hold on to this joyous and natural, healthy self-esteem and not allow others to throw you into self-doubt. Believe in your dreams, your spirit, and yourself. Pray for the strength to keep your focus clear and the heart open. The Holy Spirit's message for you is walk in grace and all will be well. So for me, the way I take this is with rest, you'll receive grace.
because, you know, in both instances, the Holy Spirit came through for you. So, I mean, meditation, prayer, and retreating, you know, I actually had to do that. I don't know if you were one of our first callers that heard me. I actually had to take a time out, like 3 weeks. You know, they had me stop because I was go, go, go. So, you know, sometimes they do that. And you know, I had to be pushed a certain way to stop what I was doing. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, it's happened to me. That I was go, 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 and I needed to rest, and I have for about 3 weeks now. So I feel much better.
Yeah, I guess,
so I hope this helped, and I hope you give us a call back soon and let us know, you know, how everything went.
All right. I appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Wow, that
beautiful.
Was a beautiful reading. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Beautiful.
Holy Spirit. Wow. I was very touched with that one.
Yeah.
It's really
it was
great.
Amazing.
She needs to rest. She definitely needs to rest.
Yes.
Before she gets that grace, because she's definitely coming into something really big with the divine.
Goodness,
she's
going to
help a lot of people. I feel it.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a couple of more callers, or maybe like two we may have time for?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, that works.
Okay, no problem. I think, let me go back to the area code. Area code 812, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Okay. We're only getting static on that one. Okay.
Oh.
We'll go back to the next one. Area code 704. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm just kind of, I don't know if I'm in a relationship or not. I was talking to somebody who were exclusive, and it's been a month, but as a week ago, I have not heard anything from him. So I'm really kind of confused and not sure what to do. I have reached out. I've called, I've texted, I left messages, and I have not heard anything. So I just want some insight.
Okay. Let's see what TC.
Yes. Hi, Marcia. It's great to connect with you, hon.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just trying to pick up on some energy here. Okay, so you said that you've tried to connect with them?
I have.
With him?
Like there's no fallout between us, no argument, no nothing. Reached out.
Okay, I'm just trying to pick up on his energy. Okay. I'm getting that this person that you're speaking of, I feel like he's like a person that's very, very opinionated, hon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's played that around you.
Only with one thing.
Okay, because I just feel like there's some kind of like emotional energy there, and it sort of feels like a heaviness, like, you know, with the energy between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just getting like the, you know, the energy is, you know, a little bit heavy. I don't know. Do you wear your heart on your sleeve, basically?
I do.
Okay. So the angels are saying, hon, please don't do that. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting like his energy is just like a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's okay. I feel like he's got, you know, a very, very, I'm trying to think of the word. He's got an amazing energy about him. You know, he really does, and that's what attracted you to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you really haven't gotten to know him per se. You, like he hasn't, you know, really shown you the whole person.
Right.
Okay.
I agree with. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard. You know, it's hard there. So, I mean, I would, you know, in those kind of situations, I tell people to put a time limit on it. You know. And after that time limit, whether, you know, whatever you choose, and then, you know, it's time to, you know, think about, you know, moving in a different direction if the two of you don't get onto the same page, okay?
Okay.
So I would give it, you know, whatever, like I said, whatever you feel is reasonable. Okay?
Okay.
And I feel, you know, you're really willing yourself to be open to others. And you really try to establish, like, a good connection.
Yeah, I had a good connection with him, and that's why I'm confused, and I do wear my heart on my sleeve. He did tell me, like, and I know he has a past or something, so to speak, because he's a recovering alcoholic.
Okay.
And he told me that he runs when he gets close to somebody. So he did tell me that. He didn't quite tell me the full story of what caused him to be a recovering alcoholic, so I know there's something there. I just don't know what. I was waiting for him to tell me.
Right. Okay. Okay. And for you specifically, you have really got to get in tune with yourself and really feel what it is that you are wanting. Does that make sense to you? Have you made out that list, you know, of the special qualities that person's supposed to have?
Yeah.
You know, the qualities and also, like, the deal breakers, okay? And really loving yourself first. And, you know, when you get up in the morning telling yourself how much you love yourself, you know? I do feel, like I said, I feel like a very healing presence around you. And I'm being shown that your heart is being healed, okay? There's a lot of beautiful, beautiful energy around you. That's going to help you in the area of love, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, just think about you, what it is you're wanting. Relax a little bit more, you know, and do some nice things that you do for others when you're in a relationship. Do them for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, his energy, like I said, you know, his energy is a little different, and, you know, after you explain, like, what he's gone through, you know, give it, like I said, put a time frame on it, and, you know, at one point, you know, it's either going to, you know, it's going to go forward, or you're going to, you know, say, hey, I've been waiting, and now I'm going to, like, make a decision, okay? Because you can't, you know, you've got to have, you know, a solid plan there to go forward, hon, okay?
I will.
Does he have, like, sort of like a crazy sense of humor, so, like sort of like a sense of humor that maybe others wouldn't appreciate?
I haven't seen that side of him.
Okay.
I have a sense of humor that I've, you know, we pick at each other, but that was about it. It was just all tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't nothing serious.
Okay. I'm getting, you know, like, I see for you specifically, too, like, you're thinking about life, you're thinking about love, you're thinking, and the angels are saying you've got to start doing a little less thinking, a little bit more living, okay?
Okay.
And it's time for you, hon, to really make those dreams of yours become your reality, because you deserve what you're wanting. Okay?
Will do.
So you've got to focus a lot more on you and taking care of you. And that's really, I think that's essential. You know, you have to, no matter if you're in a relationship or not, you're going to be the most important person in your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting, all right. I am getting, you know, you're going to have, you know, more joy, you know, upcoming, and you're going to have a beautiful relationship. Okay, it's going to be really meaningful, okay? So, just make sure that you, you know, you're really specific about what it is that you want from love,
what it is that you don't want from love, okay? And I do
okay.
feel like as I'm talking to you, like I said, there's some kind of a block in this relationship, and it needs to be addressed for the relationship to go forward, okay? There's a little frustration there. There's maybe like a little bit of a lack of compromise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am getting,
okay.
you know, like love and patience can help with this relationship, you know? So I'm not saying write them out of the picture. I'm saying just give it, you know, give it a time frame. Okay? And
okay.
with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Mary, hon. God bless, and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I will.
Hey, Marcia.
Thank you.
Hey. Hi. So I got your question about the guy is listen to your intuition. So I feel like having faith in the feelings that you're experiencing will, you know, give you insight to other people and their true feelings and motives, you know. And there is no need to question because you know what is true in your gut. You know, and I have to tell you that all I was hearing was, he's not the right one. He's not the right one. That's all I keep hearing. So as soon as you ask the question, so that's what I heard, and listen to your intuition. If your gut tells you he's not the one, he's not the one. And then I pulled two cards for you, and they're both green, and that's Archangel Raphael. So you can ask Archangel Raphael to help you with love as well. And I got to read these cards for you. These are from Postcards from Spirit. The first one says, "Dearest you, there are times when loss is a part of life. Sometimes the loss is welcome, like when you leave a situation not in alignment with your highest good. Sometimes the loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of the loss and your control over it, your experience is asking to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief. When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in destructive ways. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that as you let go of what has ever more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with more compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all. We are loving you, sending you love always and forever." And then the back of the card, it says, "You are magic." So what I get from that is that sometimes we need to cry, even though it's, you know, a few weeks or I'm not sure. Did you say a few months or a few weeks you guys were dating?
It's been a month. I've known him a little bit longer, but it's been a month we've been seeing each other.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, sometimes tears are necessary sometimes, you know, when we connect with someone so fully and we think, wow, this is the one, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen. You know, sometimes, you know, we need to grieve a little, you know, and it'll only show us a lesson for the next time around, for the next person, that maybe we said something and that we shouldn't have, or we did something, or, you know, I'm not sure, but, you know, that's how I feel sometimes. And, you know, like, I feel like perhaps he wasn't in alignment with your highest good, because why would this card come through? And then the second card is, "Dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order, and we are always in awe of this. For you, though, on your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now. Empty your mind, clean your house, and throw out any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have, sort, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have space to fill with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energy. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to spirit free of distractions. You are so adored by so many. We hope you really know that. And in the back of the card, there's so many angels, and it says, you are loved. So what I get from that is, you know, letting go of what no longer serves you, whether it be him, whether it be things in your home that remind you of a different story in your life that you don't want to be reminded of, you know, having those empty hangers in your closet for a new love to come in, you know, and opening your heart and, you know, decluttering everything, you know, and letting go of those fearful thoughts, you know, of the past and future, and instead focus on the now. Like, I know sometimes we want to think of, oh my gosh, the future, you know, we need to focus on today, and then tomorrow is another day. So, you know, I had to learn that also. Focus on the now, because I'm always like, oh, what's the future? No, it's today. Today is what matters, you know. So live day by day, and, you know, I feel like, you know, if you need to cry, you know. But I, as I was hearing, you know, listen to your intuition on him, you know, if you want to, you know, like DC said, just wait a few weeks and give it time. You never know, you know. Just listen, you know, to your gut, what it's telling you, you know. But that's what I have for you, Marcia. I hope that helps a little.
It did.
You're so welcome. And make sure you give us a call, okay?
I will.
Okay. Have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Well, that was cool. What an amazing evening, Mary. Wow. Really incredible.
Yes. It has been beautiful. It was so great to be back. So many callers. It's just,
yes,
it's so
it
many,
was.
We were able to help so many people. And what I did was the callers that we didn't pick up, I took down the numbers for next week. There were a few.
Okay.
So, yeah, that way we can pick them up next week. And
beautiful.
Do you have a closing message, Cece, from the angels?
You know what? I actually was going to say that the angels are saying that we should not try to seek the approval of other people. We've got to seek the approval of ourselves and connect with our joy. And that is really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to just, to connect and, you know, seek our own approval. And when we do, you know, we become, like, more powerful and, you know, and change is a lot more, you know, it's a more easy transition. So, you know, just be the person that you want to be the person that makes you, you know, happy, and know that, you know, each of us, we're so much more than our physical bodies. Right, Mary?
Yes. For sure.
We truly are. And
enjoy,
like, and, you know, the people that are, you know, doing what we're doing and stuff, you really, you know, you see that we are more than this. This is just like a vessel that helps us, you know, to go through this lifetime, you know. And everyone is perfectly imperfect, you know, so there's no such thing as perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you, Mary, and I thank everyone for joining us. Love you, Mary. Love
you,
everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Love you, too. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.